Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Stefan Froelich, and I'm a dev on the Core Bluetooth team.
Hi, I'm Frank Giorgeni. I'm also a dev on the Core Bluetooth team, and thank you for joining us.
This is part two of our three-part video series. In part one, we introduced you to the Bluetooth LE Explorer app that allows you to connect to your GAP peripherals and also make your own virtual peripheral. In part two, Frank's going to show you the client side of the code. And in part three, he's going to show you how to build your own GAT server.
Thanks, Stefan. So as he mentioned, we're going to show you how to connect to an unpaired peripheral. But the first thing we need to do is enumerate them. And then the next thing we need to do is connect to them. So I have a sample application. If we can switch to my laptop, I will show you. The sample application is up right now. And here we have the ability to enumerate. And below, we have the ability to connect to a server. But before we can connect to a server, we'll need Stefan to publish one. Stefan, do you want to publish a server?
Sure. So on my screen, you can see that we have our Bluetooth LE Explorer up again, just like we had in our first video. This time, I'm going to go to the Virtual Peripheral menu. Then I'll click Battery and Add Service. And then all we need to do is start advertising.
Thanks, Stefan. Now, on my machine, I've already set up some breakpoints. So the first thing I'm going to do is click Start Enumerating. This will take us to our first breakpoint. Now, you've seen in our samples in previous versions of Windows 10, we use a Bluetooth LE device selector to select the AQS string. This time, we've written one by hand. And this time, what we've done is we've specified the protocol ID for Bluetooth Low Energy. So we'll get all Bluetooth Low Energy devices. The other thing we did, and I'm just going to scroll over to the right, is we've also specified a new property that we're interested in, which is it connectable? This will determine whether or not we can connect to the peripheral. Afterwards, it's the same code you would have seen before, which is create the watcher and the watcher event handlers.
So that watcher event code, that's the same code I would use for when I was doing enumerating USB devices?
Absolutely, Stefan. The code on line 89 and lower is exactly the same as you'd use for any device, and the same in our previous samples. What's new this time is the code on line 84, where we've specified the Bluetooth LE properties that we want returned, and line 87, where we've specified the Bluetooth Low Energy protocol.
Great.
Awesome. I'll continue. So now we see all of the devices that are nearby. And the list just refreshed, and I see the laptop, Stefan. So I've selected the laptop that you're using. I'm going to click Connect and actually click the Connect button. So the first thing you'll see is From ID Async. Now, this is just like you'd connect to a paired device, but this is an unpaired device. And I should have started earlier by explaining why that matters. That matters because we got a lot of feedback from our community, especially the IoT community, that requiring the device to be paired doesn't make sense for a lot of our scenarios.
Where doesn't that make sense? I always have a device, I pair to it, and then I start working with it.
Yeah, that worked for Fitbits, that worked for mice, that worked for a lot of things where it's yours. But when we're walking through a factory floor, for example, like these IoT scenarios that they care about, they don't really want the engineer or the floor manager that's walking from one machine to the next to have to be pairing with each machine. And there can be thousands of devices in the factory. So you can connect to whichever devices are nearby in those cases. And we have to call From ID Async on a UI thread.
Why do you have to call it from a UI thread? Why can't I call it on the thread I'm already on?
Well, as I mentioned before, we previously had code that was paired. And that's what we supported before the creator's update. And in a paired mode, we always prompted for consent when the Windows Desktop Edition connected to those devices. In the unpaired scenario, we don't actually prompt for consent. We just require you have a capability unless there's other system policies in play. So what we've done is we use the same method as we always have, and we just, again, reinforce that you should always call from the UI thread. And this is so that your application works universally on any edition, whether it's IoT or desktop, and whether the peripheral is paired or not paired. By always calling From ID Async, you won't have any issues. If you do, you'll get a null object.
Ah, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Perfect. Well, thanks for asking. It is one of the most popular questions we get. So the next thing, and this is a difference from the creators prior to the creators update, is the Bluetooth LE device, although still it has a property that lists the services, we no longer recommend using that property. And that's because when we paired the peripherals previously, what we would do is we would cache all of the local service information. However, we've never seen this peripheral before as far as this device is concerned. You just published the service. And so what's going to happen when we call it, since it's not cached, even if we had specified the cache mode to be cache preferred, we would end up interrogating the device. And this can take a little bit of time. So we added a method called getGatServicesAsync. It's asynchronous because we expect there to be I/O happening in the operation. We'll go over the air. We know in this case we're definitely going over the air because we asked for uncached mode. And that way we can see it in the traces later. Any questions?
No, I think we're good for now.
Great. So now we should see the list of services, one of them being the battery service you published. The other services show up because, like you mentioned in part one of our series, every time you publish a service from a Windows device, we include those other three services by default. So now that we've connected to our service, just like with the service enumeration, or get services async, we have a get characteristics async. And this is just like the other one in that there was previously a property. We recommend not using the property starting the creator's update, and for all cases, users to call get characteristics async. And again, in this case, it's uncached, so we'll definitely hit the wire. For performance, Or in this case, though, we definitely specify uncached because we want it to show up in the traces.
So do I need to call this method from the UI thread as well, just like the from ID async?
Nope. The requirement is only to call the specific methods that we've documented as async from the, as requiring a UI thread, not all async methods. So this method is perfectly fine. The documentation doesn't say it requires the UI thread. Specifically for Bluetooth, from ID async and request access async are the methods that require the UI thread most often. So there's only one characteristic on the battery service, battery level, which we've selected, and I'm going to read the value. Let's see how good your battery is. 45. What's that in a percentage? Because that's hex.
That's hex, right. I currently have 69% battery left.
Cool. So as promised, we're going to show you the logs. We used the Bluetooth Virtual Sniffer like we did in part one of our series. All we had to do was start the Bluetooth Virtual Sniffer application. It automatically launches ComProbe if ComProbe's installed. And today, as mentioned in our previous session, we only support ComProbe, but we're evaluating adding Elesys in the future. I've already clicked the record button so that we can see the logs that happened. Now all I have to do is click frame display. We'll scroll to the end and we'll see the last request that came in, or left, was me doing a read request on your device. And we can see the response is you responding with 69%, just like you said.
Perfect. Thank you for that, Frank.
Awesome.
All right, and you can go to our team blog. There we'll have a link to the Bluetooth LE Explorer that I was using, the virtual sniffer Frank was just showing you, links to all of our documentation, the sample that Frank was using, and a link to the Frontline ComProbe Analyzer.
Don't forget to check out our third session, which is publishing your own GAT service. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you.